Hi gang, thanks for downloading this classic episode of News Fighters. Just a reminder, if you're looking for new original episodes of News Fighters, they're now over on the Irrational Fear podcast feed. So search for Irrational Fear on your podcasting app or go to irrationalfear.com for all new episodes of News Fighters. In the meantime, enjoy this classic News Fighters episode.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
This is News Fighters,
where we fight the news
so you don't have to.
With Dylan Behan.
Hello everyone, I'm Stefan Pazza, and welcome to News Fighters. Dylan is away this week on holidays, probably bungee jumping in Bali, drinking out of buckets at the Moonbeam Festival, or in a Turkish prison. Anyways, this week on the show, where we're playing a whole lot of my old segments from the show, talking about happy good news, showbiz and sports news from the past 3 years. Here it is, I hope you enjoy it.
Hello, welcome back to News Fighters, and it's been an absolutely massive week for showbiz news with the Grammy Awards and the Oscar nominations announced earlier in the week. So it's time for us to check in with our arts and culture correspondent and the king of Australian media, Stefan Pazur. Stefan, how are you going?
I'm doing great, Dylan. How about yourself?
Very good. Now, I understand, were you actually at the Grammys in Los Angeles? Is that true on Monday night?
No, I couldn't actually get the isolation hotel booked.
Fair enough. So you were there in spirit.
I was.
So I think one of the big things people noticed this year was the Grammys were held outdoors. Did you notice
this? They were.
Based on all the planes going over, it sounded like it was either at an airport or just in the inner west of Sydney. Beyonce made history, won her 28th Grammy, which makes her the most awarded female in history.
I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
If I was there in person, I would say, well done, Beyonce. Now, girl, where's your fiance?
No, but she's actually married, so that joke, I don't know if that joke quite works. Best alternative album went to Fiona Apple. Now, what a surprise. Fiona Apple didn't leave the house to go get the award. I think Fiona Apple has actually been in ISO since like 1999. I don't think anyone's managed to convince her to leave the house for anything, let alone a fake award show.
It would make sense because her hit song back then was like, what was it called? Trouble?
Criminal.
No. Yes.
Criminal,
so she probably made herself feel guilty and decided to stay home after that.
Oh, so you're saying she's put herself under house arrest because she thinks she's a criminal.
Yeah, yes, for getting some bloke upset back then. So that kind of makes sense.
And what about the outfits and costumes? Anything grab you in the dress department?
One thing that stood out for me as well was one of the singers had like an orange dress and like had an orange mask on them.
Oh, yes.
I'm not sure if you saw that.
Was this Billie Eilish, maybe? A lot of matching masks and costumes, which I don't think we had last year at the Grammys. It's the masks are a new thing. Not quite sure why they did that. Oh, actually, no, I think it's coronavirus.
Maybe, or some new variant of it. One thing that got me thinking, though, is how were they going to eat food?
Well, that's the thing. I saw everyone's tables had lots of bottles of champagne with the lids still on. I'm like, this would never happen at an Australian awards conference. Like, they would figure out, they would just be pouring the champagne into the masks and like sucking on the masks, I think, if it was in Australia.
I actually believe there was no champagne in there. I reckon the bottles were empty. They were just there for decoration.
The sponsorship, probably. One of the funniest moments of the night was when early 2000s, early noughties rock band The Strokes won for Best Rock Album. And the Zoom didn't work and they just stood there looking very perplexed. Let's just have a little listen to that. Let's play a clip of The Strokes winning a Grammy.
It's cutting out. Who won? Yeah.
Did we win?
You guys won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not even as bad as my podcast. Moving on, let's get to the Oscar nominations were announced. Now, what's your take on the Oscar nominations? What did you think of those?
It's probably the most diverse, ethnically selected nominees that the Oscars has ever had.
It's amazing how the diversity of voices increases when Hollywood doesn't release movies for the year.
That's true. And a lot of people are stuck home.
Yeah, and you just get a lot more independent films rather than big Hollywood films.
What was your last film you saw in the cinemas? Was it any of these?
Yes. So with COVID down to practically zero here, I think we've had one case in 2 months. I actually have gone back to the cinemas and I've seen a few of these. It's been fun. I saw Minari, about a Korean family that moves to America in the 80s. Excellent, excellent movie. I saw Nomadland on the weekend, about an unemployed itinerant worker played by Frances McDormand traveling around America. Also excellent. I haven't seen Borat 2, Borat Harder, yet. I hope to see that soon.
Is that in the nominees?
Borat actually got 2 nominations, which, you know,
thank
God.
That's so funny.
That's one more than Norbert, at least.
That's right. Could you imagine if they actually wins?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the best supporting actress nominee, Maria Bakalova from Borat. Actually, I think anyone who's been in the same room as Rudy Giuliani in an intimate way deserves an award, full stop. So I hope she gets it.
It's funny, her name, her surname actually sounds like Sharapova.
Leading the nominations was the movie Mank, which was a Netflix film. Netflix led the pack of all the studios this year with 35 nominations because, of course, streaming movies were allowed this year. And its movie Mank got 10 of those. Now, if anyone's asking if they should watch Mank, the correct answer is no. You should not watch Mank. I did not enjoy it. It's not very good.
Is it because it sounds like Spank?
No, it's because I just didn't enjoy it. It's basically Netflix gave David Fincher a bunch of money to make whatever movie he wanted, and boy, did he. And, of course, huge things for Best Director. Two females were nominated.
Yes,
Emerald Fennell for Promising Young Woman. And,
that's a record.
And Chloe Zhao for Nomadland. She also got nominations for producing, writing, and editing, which I'm very mad about because you need to save some work for us editors. I don't want every director editing their own movie. Save some work for us editors, right?
Yeah, it's funny. I thought one of the films was called The Funnel. It's just me imagining things.
The Funnel?
Yeah.
Okay, what's The Funnel about? And why? And what Oscar is it nominated for?
For Best Picture, because they put in... Best Special Effects, because they put in a small tiny camera on top of the funnel, and it goes slowly through the funnel, and then through the tube of the tunnel, and then at the other end, in slow motion.
That's the whole movie.
The funnel. Yeah, suspense. What's going to happen next? Is the camera going to hit the side of the funnel? Is it going to go down the funnel? Don't know.
But I hear that due to the pandemic, the Oscars is probably going to follow the Grammys and have a very altered telecast. I hear they're going to have people like the Golden Globes had award ceremonies on both coasts and cut between them. And I think the Oscars is going to do a similar thing. And I actually heard they're going to, for some odd reason, use the Los Angeles Union Station, their main train station, as the location for filming the Oscars telecast. Why a train station?
Probably just to get rid of the celebrities after they get their awards.
Oh, just so on the train, take them away.
As a train that passed. Here's your Oscar. Go away.
Just throw it to them. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, throw it to them. Try to get a window broken at the same time. Piss off and just maybe
that's great. Or maybe they're using it for a cross promotion with like some movie, like Money Train 2. Maybe Wesley Snipes will like come flying off a train and be like Money Train 2.
I was just thinking, like, since there'll be no applause, they could either use an applause track or just like get a choo choo train bell going boop boop. As a form of applause to when they get the award.
All right, mate. Yeah. So thanks for stopping by and talking all the awards show glamour with us. Ladies and gentlemen, where can people find you, Stefan Pazur?
Someplace, maybe online on your YouTube videos.
Yes, check out. We've had him do the Arts and Culture Year in Review the last 2 years. Very funny stuff. One of the funniest men in show business. One of the kings of all media in Australia. Stefan Pazur. Thanks, Stefan.
Hi, I'm Midway arts correspondent Stefan Pazur, otherwise known as Dr. Q, and I'm here to look back at 2019 in all things pop culture. Let's start with cinema and to the biggest movie of the year, Joker. Joker stars Joaquin Phoenix as an out-of-work comedian, but it was set before podcasts were around, so instead he just dances around like an idiot on some stairs. Critics are saying that Joaquin Phoenix could get the Best Actor Oscar, but our Heath Ledger already won it for playing the Joker in The Dark Knight. So hands off, Joaquin, find some other bloody movie to get your Oscar on, buddy. Like playing one of the bananas in pyjamas in the up-and-coming expose, Bruised, Slightly Burnt, and Unpeeled. The untold tragedy of B1 falling down the stairs. Also in movies, a bunch of broke strippers got their revenge in the blockbuster hit Hustlers, which was totally unrealistic, because in that movie, the police listened to the victims and didn't just yell at them to get out of their police station and put some bloody pants on. Now moving on to our TV screens, one show combined Australia's love of washed-up 90s celebrities with bad onstage performances. No wait, I'm not talking about Saturday Night Rove. I'm talking, of course, about The Masked Singer. Yes, if you couldn't tell, The Masked Singer was a show where a bunch of celebrities wore masks and sang songs. Genius! I liked this show because the songs were catchy and you had to wait a few weeks to even find out who one of the mysterious masked singers were. Personally, I was shocked. Shocked, I tell you, to discover that the robot was Cody Simpson and not former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev. I lost $200 to Sportsbet over that one. Thanks, Cody. Also in TV, the new streaming service Disney Plus launched is like Netflix, but instead of The Crown, they have Darkwing Duck. Also, Disney Plus has a Star Wars show called The Mandalorian, which set the internet alight with the Baby Yoda featured in it. Yes, where's my big daddy, Scott Morrison? Cashing in, Disney has already announced 3 new shows, Baby Yoda, Fetus Yoda, and Baby Muppet Babies. Also, get ready for the new movie, American Pie, The Dagobah Years, in which teenage Yoda tries to have sex with a swamp slug. Finally, in video games, the biggest independent game of the year was called Untitled Goose Game. There's already talk of Hollywood making a movie adaptation starring Scarlett Johansson wearing goose face. I don't know about you, but if I wanted to watch a dumb loud goose terrorizing a quaint British village, I could have just watched the UK election campaign.
Please leave my town.
I will very soon.
So that was the year in pop culture in 2019. Everyone had a great time, except Jeffrey Epstein, of course. I'm Stefan Pazur, reporting for News Fighters.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love.
Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, and joining me now on News Fighters is our old mate, our sports correspondent and special reporter, Stefan Pezer. How are you going, Stefan?
I'm great. I'm great, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, I was going to have you on to talk about but due to, I'm a bit worried that with the AI that scans podcasts and takes them down due to rights issues, that we should call it instead the famous major international multi-sport quadrennial event currently being held in Tokyo. Is that all right? Because we don't have the rights to call it the O word. So
I'm happy to say multi-sport quadrennial event, but I'm not saying quadrennial properly.
Okay, that's right. We can just call it the big sporting event in Tokyo, multi-sport event in Tokyo or something.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Multi-sport event, sure.
Anyway, it's been a fantastic sporting event so far. So many great moments to remember, like just fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I'd take this opportunity now to play a clip of one of my favorite events from the game so far. Okay, have a listen.
This clip unavailable due to rights issues.
Oh, wasn't that a classic moment? Wasn't that? That was my personal favorite moment. What was yours, Stefan?
I would say in the opening ceremony when those two characters were acting out the signs for all the sports.
Oh, yes. Do you have a clip? Will we play a clip of it?
Yeah, let's have a look at that right now.
This clip unavailable due to rights issues.
Oh, that was a great classic memory, wasn't it? Classic memory.
Don't you just love it? They were so efficient. They were so quick on their feet.
They were great. And they were actually, they were called Heropon. They're a YouTube comedy duo who did those pictograms at the opening ceremony. And given Brisbane...
Really?
Yeah, a YouTube comedy team. So I look forward for the Brisbane Olympics. Maybe we'll have like Auntie Donna doing like Christmas pudding memes. Or maybe we'll have Friendly Geordies getting shot by the anti-terrorist police.
I wouldn't mind having the Bondi hipsters.
Except they're not very Brisbane, though. They're
doesn't matter. They're coasty.
On to the opening ceremony. And the concept for the opening ceremony this year was United by Emotion. And definitely the emotion I experienced was boredom as it went for over 4 hours. Now, what were your highlights from the opening ceremony?
The drones was pretty good.
Yes, the drones made a map of the world, which was very impressive.
Yeah. Apparently, there were 1,800 drones that made a map of the world, which looked like a bunch of UFOs to the unsuspected trendy Tokyo residents from a UFO spotting meetup group on a night out looking for UFOs.
Really? I'm sure they would have been like, it was right over the Olympic Stadium. They weren't like, UFOs are invading the Olympics.
Anyway.
And there was a lot of traditional Japanese art and craft on display. They had kabuki dancers. They had Edo-era craftspeople and traditional dress. But for me, if they really wanted to represent and symbolize Japan, they should have had what Japan is most famous for and some dancing vending machines.
It would have probably been too hot
to have big, the performance big costumes. Yeah. And then who lit the cauldron?
It was tennis star Naomi Osaka. She lit the cauldron.
Yes, and how'd she go in the Olympics? Good?
Well, she left the competition because she lost a match in tennis. So
very
her
early.
Olympics career was rather short in this... Appearance was rather short at these games.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Which brings me to... Ash Barty was also knocked out of the tennis in the singles, but she did manage to win the bronze in the mixed doubles with John Peers by my favourite thing, which is winning by default when the other team pulled out. So I think that's an Olympic sport I could win at and we could all get behind. Turning up.
That's right. I don't know why Djokovic freaked out.
I don't know,
several rackets and then claiming injury afterwards.
It works for us. Ash Barty and John Peers were like, yes, I don't know who John Peers is, but he's definitely had a picked the right ticket so far.
Yeah, I have a feeling that they would have preferred to have played the match.
True.
Rather than having it given to them like that.
Also on the results, we had Australian Logan Martin won gold in the BMX freestyle after he built a training arena in his backyard to do his BMX flips during COVID, because a lot of athletes couldn't train during COVID. But yet, that's, you right, know, shooters and archers weren't, shooters weren't allowed to set up shooting ranges in their backyards. So this is just biased against shooters, I think.
It is. They should be allowed to set up that stuff at their own backyard. But instead of shooting real bullets, they can try using blanks. No one knows. But
you can't
training.
Practice your aim if you're just shooting blanks.
That's right. They have to imagine they hit the target.
There you go. Now,
poor buggers.
Perfect, perfect.
Hello, I'm Stefan Pazza, and welcome to my look back at the year in arts and culture in 2020. When 2020 started, nobody ever knew it would be the worst year ever, all because Taylor Swift released two new albums. In movie news, not many movies came out in 2020 because of, you know what, coronavirus. The biggest movie at the box office in a year full of death was ironically called Bad Boys for Life. And in a year in which thousands were killed by a parasite, the winner of the Best Picture Oscar was called, The Irishman, I think? I can't remember. In streaming video this year, one of the biggest hits for Netflix was a show called Emily in Paris, because everyone in lockdown decided they would watch any show about traveling, even if it involved an annoying American who got famous on social media for doing nothing but posting a picture of a baguette.
Excuse me, but the French are masters of social media.
True, but Americans invented it, which is why I hope to become a valuable member of your team by adding an American point of view to your fabulous French clients.
In response, Stan has announced a new Aussie show called Kenneth in Penrith, about an American who moves to Western Sydney and immediately loses all of his social media followers after posting a picture of Red Rooster. Netflix also got in trouble this year when season 4 of the royal drama The Crown was found to be full of historical inaccuracies, including a scene where Princess Diana murders Bob Hawke, the Queen eats a corgi, and Prince Charles invents a song Gangnam Style. Also on phones this year, the $2 billion video streaming service Quibi launched. It was made up of short videos commuters could watch on the way to work. But it was launched during the lockdown when everyone was working from home. Good job, idiots! What would they think of next? A radio station for deaf people? A food for people who don't have mouths? Give me $2 billion. I'll make that one for you. In video game news, one of the biggest new games to become popular during the lockdown was Animal Crossing New Horizons on Nintendo. In it, you design an island and invite your friends over to visit and play. No thanks, I saw what happened when Jeffrey Epstein did this and it did not end well. The race to buy the new PlayStation 5 took a turn for the worse when scalpers purchased a mass amount of the new gaming console, causing shelves to be sold out. It was like when people stripped the shelves of toilet paper in March, except it's really uncomfortable to wipe your bum with a PlayStation, I heard. And that's the year in pop culture in 2020. In 2021, I hope we'll be all back at the movies paying $35 to watch people play on their phones. And I predict the stock market will fall when Joe Biden farts. Well, thanks again for 2020, Dylan. I wish your listeners Merry Christmas, Great New Year, and a better 2021. Thanks for listening.
Okay, and now on News Fighters, you know, there's a lot of unhappy, sad, distressing news stories out there at the moment. So on News Fighters, every now and then we like to lighten the mood with some upbeat, happy news stories from our friend, Stefan Pazur. Stefan, how are you going today?
I'm good. Yourself? I'm good. Going good.
Pretty good, pretty good. Now, I understand you've trawled the internet and found, because, you know, the news lately has been very depressing. Very complex, very depressing. So I understand you've trawled the internet and found some upbeat, happy news stories for us. And did these make you happy, these stories?
Some of them do. Some of them do.
Okay, and I see a story here. It comes from 9news.com.au. And the headline is, Mysterious Tree Animal Turns Out to Be a Croissant. What's this story?
Well, obviously someone wasn't wearing their glasses.
Right.
A Polish Animal Welfare Society received a call about a mysterious animal stuck in the tree that was in fact a croissant. A concerned woman called the Krakow Society for the Protection of Animals about a creature that had been stuck in the tree opposite her block for 2 days. Come and get him, the woman said. She told the KPSA, which is the Krakow Society for the Protection of Animals, on the phone to come and get the animal off the tree.
Which turned out to be a croissant. I wonder if they like got a ladder up and then ate the croissant. I hope they haven't done that when they've rescued other animals before.
Eating animals. Well, it brings a new meaning to the term BYO snack.
Exactly. Have you seen any interesting animals up trees or any interesting snacks up trees that you've mistaken for animals?
No. I once saw a dead cat stuck in the tree.
You didn't try and eat that, did you?
No, definitely not. It was too high up to get anyway. We tried reaching it with sticks and all that, but we couldn't do it. But, yeah, we weren't that hungry. But kind of sad, really. But, you know, what can you do? Cats climbing trees and stuffing up sometimes.
That is the most interesting croissant-based news story I've heard this week.
We have another headline here.
Yes, all right. I'll read the headline. This is from mirror.co.uk, the Mirror. The headline is, Dog looks like he's been on a week-long bender after getting stung by a bee. What's the story here?
A chihuahua named Alvi went viral after his owner posted a video to TikTok to compare what he looked like before and after he had run in with a bee. The TikTok user @angel_camper posted a video with the message, throwback to when my dog got stung by a bee, and gained more than 15 million views as people were left in stitches by the before and after shoots.
Look,
shots.
This is, say what you will about the collapse of journalism and newspapers getting replaced by social media. This is the fourth estate. This is what a free press is all about. In China, in North Korea, they dream of these news stories. Only in the UK do they actually hold the dogs to account that get stung by bees.
That's right. That's right.
You ever seen any animals? You ever got stung by a bee?
I did many, many, many years ago. Wasn't a good feeling. I was asking people to get rid of the bee sting in my scalp. But no one could find it.
Was it like blue bottle sting and you had someone pee on your head to make the sting stop? No.
No way.
Oh,
no
good,
way.
Good.
Oh, well, no urine near my head.
All right, let's get to the next funny, upbeat news story. Here it is from metro.co.uk. The headline is, Prince Harry's new job title means penis in Japanese. What's the story, Stefan?
Prince Harry got himself a new job as a chief impact officer at a mental health startup in California, a position which is known as a chimpo in business circles. Congratulations to him, but it's getting attention for the wrong reasons in Japan. That's because the word slang is slang for penis.
What?
The Japanese news site Sora News 24 said. He just happens to be a chimpo for coaching company Butter Up Inc. That's a funny name, Butter Up Inc.
It's some kind of mental health company, I assume.
Butter Up. A move which was announced in March. After the move was announced, he told the Wall Street Journal he wanted to use the role to create an impact in people's lives.
Interesting. So, yeah, CHIMPO stands for Chief Impact Officer. So, what's like a Deputy Impact Officer? Is that a DIMPO? What's the Head Impact
Possibly.
Officer? Is that a HIMPO? It leaves a lot of questions, Stefan.
It does. You can even mention other words in that category, too, that rhyme with that. But I won't go there. That won't be funny if I mention something else.
Well, good on Prince Harry for getting out there and getting a job in this economy. It's very tough at the moment. So good on him.
Oh, yeah. yeah, trying to be out there in the community as much as he can.
Exactly.
Which is always a good thing.
Lifting himself up by the bootstraps.
Or in this case, the
chimpo straps.
Chimpo. That's right.
Penis straps in Japanese. The next news story comes from a very reliable, fair and balanced news source, Fox News. And the headline
very reliable.
Is, Houston police.
Houston, we've got a problem.
Yes, Houston police, we have a problem. Houston police say crystal meth was found in a breakfast burrito.
So apparently the illegal drugs were hidden in a breakfast food and were found earlier this month by Transportation Security Administration officials at William P. Hobby Airport in Hudson, in Houston. Houston. Apparently, breakfast burritos are delicious, but officers were surprised to find crystal meth in it.
Jeez, you wouldn't have needed your coffee with that. It would have wakened you right up. What is this? Is this a new Taco Bell or Guzman and Gomez meal deal right here? The meth and eggs burrito. Guacamole is still $2 extra. What's the weirdest thing? Would you ever get burritos? What's the weirdest thing you ever get in a burrito?
Probably an oversupply of rice more than anything, really.
Yeah, mind you, that's very carb heavy, so you would need the meth to balance it out, I assume.
Yeah, I would say so.
For your diet, yeah. It's a diet burrito. Crazy. It still has all the carbs, but a little pep. All right, and our final good time, fun, happy news story. Yes, it says Taiwanese official begs people to stop changing their name to salmon for free sushi. How did this work? How did this story work?
Some diners in Taiwan were able to get free sushi this week. It was a free sushi promotion.
By officially changing
their names. But the flood of requests had one local official begging people to stop. So the sushi chain, Akido Tsurushi, kicked off what local media later dubbed the salmon crisis after offering free food on Wednesday and Thursday to hold tables of customers called Guyu, or translated into salmon.
So it says diners with aquatic monikers, I guess that means like aquatic themed names, could also get discounts of up to 50% off too. So yeah, very good news that day if your name is Johnny Fish or
Tom Tuna.
Yeah, Tom Tuna. Adam Whale. Whaley, Adam Whale. We call them. Squid Boy.
Or Sam Oyster.
Sam Oyster. Yes, they were all getting 50% off. But all these people changed their names. Oh, my goodness. All right, keep going.
How about Calamari? Calamari.
Like first name Cal, second name Amari. Mari. Yes, that, I think that. Yeah. I would argue you should get the discount with that as well.
I think so. Callum Murray. Hey, Callum, where's Murray? I don't know. Callum Murray.
How many people got the free meals?
But it says here more than 1,000 had received discounts, actually.
Oh, my goodness.
1,000 people. In order to score the freebie, about 150 of them, mostly young people, officially changed their name with government officers.
I wonder if they change them back. I know in Australia there's some kind of rule like you can't change your name back and forth all the time. Yeah. So I don't know if that's the case. Oh, and here we go. What are some of the names?
We've got Salmon Prince, Mitsuo Salmon King, Salmon Fried Rice.
Now, are these the actual names or are these translations?
They're translations, actually.
Oh, okay. So from Chinese. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. One of the freebie-seeking people even set a record for the country's longest name.
Oh, my goodness.
The claim serves...
What is it?
Chen loves Taiwan, abalone, tuna, salmon, snow crab, sea urchin, scallop, lobster, and beef. Mayful... Gee, this is long.
Mayful
Regent Hilton Caesar Park and Hotel Royal.
Oh, I see. Right. So... They were clearly trying to get the names of discounts at hotels. So they put hotels in their names. Maybe that's how they thought it would work, but it didn't quite work that way.
Crazy. Well, one college student said he and his friends had eaten the equivalent of more than $235 in sushi after he changed his name to Explosive Good Looking Salmon, according to reports. That's so funny.
Well, what seafood would you change your name to?
Uh, Probably fish and chips, or is it?
Fish and chips. No, that's good. That would work.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Fish and chips.
Hello, fish. Mr. Fish and chips. Is there a Mr. Fish and Chips around? It's crazy.
All right. Well, looking forward to catching up with you again next time, Mr. Fish and Chips.
Thank you, Sushi Roll.
Salmon Boy. My name's Salmon Boy.
Sorry, Salmon Boy.
All right. Thanks again for joining us with the good time, fun, happy, upbeat news stories, Stefan Pazur.
Thank you for having me, Dylan.
All right, thanks for listening to this summer repeat. I hope everyone's having a good summer. Just a reminder to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at NewsFightersPod. You can buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/newsfighters, or you can join our Patreon for bonus and early release episodes at patreon.com/newsfighters. Also, sign up for our newsletter at newsfighters.com. Hope you're having a good summer. Keep fighting, and bye for now.
This is News Fighters,
where we fight the news
so you don't have to.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.